Live from the KDNK classroom, ladies and gentlemen, with the Smuggler Mountain Boys. The crowd is excited. Take it away, boys. Boys. So, Dave Noder.
Yes.
Can I call you band leader? Would that create problems?
Yes. I'm a spokesperson.
Spokesperson. Okay. How long did it take to negotiate that?
I do it on my own.
Can you introduce the boys in the band?
Sure. Here? I'm going to start with Mike Lee because Mike on bass here, he's from Snowmass Village. He's been my longest playing partner since the late 80s or so with Dan Ford. He holds down the beat, and then the next member I'm going to say is Mr. Craig Snow on guitar here. He's from Newcastle. We played together for pretty much the beginning of the Smuggler Mountain Boys, so it's been the three of us. Then we have Ross Cribbs on the fiddle here. He's from Carbondale, and he joined us, 2000?
Something like that.
So, and he holds that nice little fiddling together. And then, of course, we have the newest member, our banjo player and lead singer, Mr. Don Marlin. He's from Carbondale. He plays that Firewire so good, and we're so glad we put him on the board. So now we play as a five-piece, so like it or leave it. Leave it or like it.
We like it.
Oh, good.
So this has been a rough year for people who love live music, and it looks like we're turning the corner. I heard the governor say yesterday that he expects Coors Field to be at full capacity for the All-Star game. So at least they're thinking that we're going to be back to outdoor live venues being in operation this summer. Have you guys started to think about the summer schedule? And
definitely. We have probably four weddings set up, a couple parties, and I'm working on some other regular gigs for this outdoor things for this summer. So
signs of hope.
Yeah, it is.
Spring is full of signs of hope.
I hope a lot of musicians get to play, especially the professionals. They're the ones that really... Not that we're not professional, but we are in that small niche that we get to play in a valley where, you know, there's lots of money involved here, and they're getting everybody to play.
There's a lot of people beside the bands. There was a wonderful fundraiser last year for Roadies and Tech and down in Denver that they put online, and I just thought that was so great because, you know, there's a lot of people at different levels of the music industry, and everybody's in the same boat together. Yes. And we're just so looking forward to live music this summer.
This might be a while before we get the huge crowds. Not that we play in front of huge crowds, but, you know, for the professionals at Red Rocks and stuff. I think that Red Rocks is 25% now. Are they at the front rows, 25 rows or so? Yeah. Or 2,500 people, I think, is what it was. And that's hard to get a big name back in there to play for that kind of... Yeah.
Everybody's just itching to play, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys are, too.
Sure. Regularly. We played this winter and... Yeah, we got to play on the outdoor stage and froze, and, you know, that kind of stuff.
When we were thinking about a band to kick it off, I talked to Steve Standiford and said, who's keeping fresh and playing?
Uncle Steve.
Yeah.
We had one of our best shows there.
8 months ago.
Winter,
Well, you must have felt that way, too, because you were the first people we said, and you've come and helped us out before, but we sure do appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you.
Can we hear another tune?
Yeah, I think we're going to let Don... What happened to my vocal? There it is. Just boomy, that's all. Don's going to sing one here. We like to do... we don't do any originals, so we just do people's covers and different rock and roll and just bluegrass it up as much as possible and add and subtract different parts from things. And I'm always changing it up. And Ross goes, let's get this down before we play it live. So, anyways, let's do Can't You See. How's that sound?
We could do that. Little Marshall Tucker tune. That we try to notarize, as Dave goes and always says.
That's true. Notarizing it.
You know, if we take a tune and
store my vocals back, please.
Dave twists it around, it turns to be a notarization.
Here's some Marshall Tucker trivia. They had that song, I think it was called Take the Highway, with their big hit.
Yeah.
They put it out on three albums in a row. They put it out on the album, and then they released a live album with it, and then they released the greatest hits with it.
Great band. Great.
That's what we're going to do with ours.
Take a freight train down at the station alone. Don't care where it goes. Gonna climb mountain, highest mountain. Jump off, nobody gonna know. Well, can't you see? Can't you see what that woman doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman? Thank you.
find me hole in the wall, gonna crawl inside and die. Cause that woman, that mean old woman, Lord, she never told me goodbye. Well, can't you see, can't you see what that woman is doing to me? Can't you see, can't you see what that woman been doing to me? Buy a ticket now, far as I can. I ain't never going back. Gonna grab me a southbound, all the way to Carbondale, with that train going south of track. Can't you see, can't you see what that woman been doing to me? Can't you see, can't you see what that woman been doing to me?
Smuggler Tucker Band here on KDNK. How did you come to be Smuggler Mountain Boys? Obviously off of the mountain up in Aspen, but anybody live there, or was there any special?
I lived there. Mike lived there. Ross lived in Aspen. So, yeah, we played at Smuggler Mine. So I just figured we're playing at the Double Dog. I don't know if anyone remembers the Double Dog there. But we started playing there pretty much regular. And I just named the band Smuggler Mountain. I just thought it would be a good niche to hear. Oh, Smuggler Mountain. And then you talk to people and go, how'd you get your name? Well, that's that mountain behind us here. Yeah, it's okay. So maybe
it
didn't work
as good. Name? Have you ever heard the story of why it's called Smuggler Mountain? I never have either. Maybe if
from
Mike
the mine. I know it's from the original Smuggler Mine. But
largest chunk of silver ever found, I believe, is up there.
Smuggler silver.
Yeah, almost 2,000 pounds. Yeah. Well, that sounded mighty fine. That was Dave on the dobro there. Got a little shiny guitar out and playing with it. And we are on the kickoff of live music on the KDNK membership drive, 9630139. We'd love to hear from you. And thank everybody who has called us so far and joined up and all the early birds. And now it's your turn, 9630139. What you got next for us boys?
You know, it's just we'd like to support KDNK. I've been a supporter for years. And, you know, I don't know if you were here, but I'm sure you were. I was one of the first DJs here in 84 with Lee Swidler and a couple other greats. I have pictures of us sitting in front of the board with our turntables.
Oh, when we were young.
We were at the Dinkle Building.
Remember reel-to-reel tape decks? That was the hardest thing to cue.
We didn't have that yet.
Oh,
okay. We just had the board and a couple turntables. I've just played a lot of albums.
Yeah. What kind of show did you have?
You okay? Did you hit your head?
No, I hit your mic.
Oh.
Yeah. What kind of music were you playing back then?
Bluegrass. It was Dave, the Noter, Dave Noter Bluegrass Hour or something like that.
Yeah.
Dr. Noter's Bluegrass Show.
Dr. Noter.
Some people still remember me as that.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not the doctor.
I don't either.
Well, you weren't here.
I don't remember that.
You weren't here.
This is the people who were don't remember anything anymore, so.
I do.
Yeah.
What's your name again? Don's going to sing another one. We just love, my wife requested this song. She thinks it's one of our better songs, so.
Smuggler Mountain and Boys live on KD&K.
General on my mind.
One of our favorites, one of my favorites anyway, John Hartford.
Yes.
One of my first concerts, I went and saw this fella. Springfield, Illinois.
He was spectacular, wasn't he?
I was an Eagle Scout seating people at the Springfield Auditorium. And he played, and it was just amazing. The guy could have had rhythm in his feet, rhythm in his hand, rhythm in his voice. Anyway, great player.
Somewhere I've got a CD of his last public concert. And it's very touching in that you can hear the frailty in his voice, and it makes you can feel the compassion that the audience has for him and the respect. And if you just listened to it and didn't know it, you wouldn't think it was that great of a show. But when you know the context and how every single person in that audience is appreciative of him, it takes on a whole nother quality.
Mm.
So I'm going to bring some quality back, yes? And you're bringing his life back, so appreciate that.
Here we go. It's knowing that your door's always open and your path is free to walk. It makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. Innocent knowing that I'm not sheltered by forgotten words or bonds. Ink stains dry behind some old line. That keeps me on the back roads where the rivers of my memories keeps you ever gentle on my mind. Not clinging to the rocks and ivies planted by their columns and now they bind me. Or some mother that's been crying cause she knows that I got up and I was gone. I still might grow in silence, tears, joy may stain my face. The sun may burn my eyes until I'm blind. I'm gonna leave you on the back roads by the rivers of my memories, keep you ever gentle on my mind. Dip my cup of soup and back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard.
on my beard rust in a coal pile and a dirty hat rolled close across my face. Off through the tub cans and the tin cans, I pretend to hold you to my breast fine. I'm gonna leave you on the back roads by the rivers of my memories. Keep you ever gentle on my mind. It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. It makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind the counter. It's knowing that I'm not sheltered by forgotten words, bonds, ink stains dry behind some old line. Gonna leave you on the back roads by the rivers of my memories. Keep you ever gentle on my mind.
Smuggler Mountain Boys doing a John Hartford tune. A lot of folks around here love rivers, and that old boy sure did. That wasn't one of his river songs, but he wrote a lot of them, especially about the Mississippi River. And if you've ever seen the Mississippi River, have you ever seen the Mississippi, Kenna?
I have, actually, when I was out in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Got to see it.
Magnificent. You could see how somebody would be captured by it and spent
Definitely.
Most of his adult life playing around on that river. 9630139, the phone number here. It is the kickoff to our membership drive, and the Smuggler Mountain Boys were nice enough to come down and play live in our classroom. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you guys here. Thanks
Walking
for
road.
Making this happen. And we had a Chrissy Leonard called, and she made Karma, their her and Scott's new puppy, a
hey Chrissy
member. So welcome, Karma, and we love you guys over at SunSense, Chrissy and Scott, and all of the guys.
Yeah,
Karma. Thanks.
And we are live in the classroom, and we are kicking off the membership drive in the Waldorf School. On the Roaring Fork is providing a matching grant, dollar for dollar, the first $750 to get the kickoff to the membership drive going strong. And we'd love to hear from you, 9630139. You can also go to kdnk.org and sign up online. There are options for one-time or over 12 months payments, and we make it easy so that you can do it. And there's some goodies that you can find out about either on the phone or on our website, t-shirts and whatnot, that hats that will make it worth your while. Do I have my Katie and Kay hat on? I can't tell.
Nope, you don't.
The Ohio State hat today?
That's right.
Hey, I have a t-shirt and a hat, and I just didn't wear either of them. Yeah. Both on the bed.
Well,
everything sits
hats,
in a pile, and just whatever I grab is what wears that day.
Yeah.
So thanks to everybody who has been signing up, and all the folks online, and the early birds, and the Business Challenge Grant folks. It makes the membership drives fun, and a big thank you to the Smuggler Mountain Boys. Dave, if somebody has an event this summer, how do they talk to you about that?
You can find us at thesmugglermountainboys.com. You can see us on YouTube and Instagram also. I have clips and stuff, I can give you my phone number right now if you want.
Sure.
970-379-4991, and you can get us there. Get me.
Yeah.
And I'll get these guys.
Yeah.
And I messaged you guys on Facebook. That was
yeah.
How
I don't get.
Okay. Don't.
I don't
do
get
that.
The Facebook notifications come up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like the only one that's ever talked to me.
Well, I'm glad it worked. I'm so happy that you guys are here. It's so special to have you guys here, and it sounds amazing. And thank you so much.
And we're just celebrating the fact that we think there's going to be live music this summer. And not necessarily normal, but normal-ish. And that is something that means a lot to me, and I think it probably means a lot to everybody that listens to KD&K.
I also heard the Temporary, which will be opening at Willits, or Tawak, or whatever they call it now, the Arts Taka. That's how I got the W's mixed up. Taka. Yeah, they'll be doing live music. They're going to have it do an outdoor venue thing also. I tried to get a hold of them, see if we could play, but nobody talked to me. So, anyways. Hopefully they'll have music. You'll see it popping up. You just gotta look. You be on social media mostly to see who's playing and radio station KD&K. They have it all right there.
Community calendar every day. We're so excited about it, and we're excited to have you boys here. What do you have for us now?
Do a little snappy tune by the String Dusters. Craig's gonna sing it. Craig Snow here on our guitar.
There's a fork in the road, can't seem to make up my mind. Don't know which way to go, but I'm running out of time. I'm all alone with my suitcase in my hand, can't find my ticket to the promised land. There's a fork in the road, can't seem to make up my mind. On the pumpkin, the air is taking on a chill. Can't find my milk and honey, I don't believe I ever will. I'm all alone with my suitcase in my hand, can't find my ticket to the promised land. There's a fork in the road, can't seem to make up my mind.
Bob is. Remember a little version of this take of the Dead students.
Mm-hmm.
chased by 20 hound. I didn't get the bid last night till the morning I came around. Said I would run and gonna take my time. The friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I'll get home before daylight. I just might get some sleep tonight. Well, I ran into the devil. He loaned me 20 bills. I spent the night in the Lord and he came up me in the hill. Said I would run and gonna take my time. The friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I'll get home before daylight. I just might get some sleep.
Mighty Fine for you out there on the radio audience. Hope you're enjoying it. Hope it's inspiring you to start thinking about live music this summer. And if you want to know more about the Smuggler Mountain Boys, you can get them on the internet or YouTube or Instagram. Just look for the Smuggler Mountain Boys. Mighty Fine. Thanks all for coming down, and thanks to Social and Mountain in there trying to press the right buttons, and hopefully
thank you guys.
It sounds good to you all out there in Radio Land. It's very exciting for us to be on the precipice of the return of live music and being out in a crowd out in the park listening to great tunes, and we sure are excited. So that's one of the ways we're going to celebrate during this membership drive. I want to thank Leslie Johnson and Moxie and Mr. Mister, and for their contribution to KDNK. And you can join too by calling 963-0139 or go to kdnk.org for those of you who prefer to do business over the internet. We'd love to hear from you.
We want to thank Steve from Steve's Guitars also. You know, if it wasn't for him, I can't wait till he does live music in there. It's going to be just awesome. So
yeah, I've been enjoying the streaming Steve's, but there's There's nothing like being there.
Having a beer in your hand. Yeah. BYO. Yeah. Can we play one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Are we going to play another hour? What? More. What do you want us for?
You know, one more would be great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys up for that? Little Angela and the Bake Pie? Good. Thanks again, Katie and Kay, and we wish you all the luck on your fundraiser. It's always a good thing to do. I'll be signing up soon, and as soon as they get their hats in so I can get my sixth hat, I don't know. And thank you, boys. Here we go.
Mountain Boys, thank you.
Thank
so
you, Katie
much.
And Kay.
Thank you.
Thank you,
I'd love to have you guys introduce yourselves one more time and tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, my name's Dave Noder, and that's me. And the guitar player over here on my right is Craig Snow. And on the end, you don't see him, but he's Mr. Don Marlin on the banjo. On the fiddle is Mr. Ross Cribbs. And on the upright bass is Mr. Mike Levy. Yeah. And you can get us at the smugglermountainboys.com.